After reports Dragonfly delivery drivers reportedly walked off the job this week, the company is assuring customers there will not be any service disruptions as a result of the situation. On Tuesday, drivers gathered outside the Dragonfly depot on Beaver Lake Road in Kelowna to protest work conditions, claiming long hours sometimes in unsafe conditions, social media posts showed. Dragonfly is a delivery service that states it optimizes 3,000 routes daily across Canada for more than 25 independent delivery partners, including Amazon. The workers are not unionized. Many on social media were in support of the drivers, saying they often had packages delivered late at night and in rural areas with no lights. "I don't want them late at night either. I always thought it was odd why they started delivering so late. I don't blame the drivers," wrote Tammy W. Jones. While others who lived in smaller communities like Princeton complained that they waited too long for delivery or that packages were damaged after arrival. "What's happening with my packages is the drivers are marking the packages as attempted delivery when they haven't actually tried to deliver," said Anthony Terkurz in Princeton. On Thursday, November 21, Intelcom media team with Dragonfly told Black Press that it recognizes and values the essential role drivers and delivery personnel play in the company's collective success. "We took notice of the dissatisfaction of some of our independent delivery contractors' drivers in Kelowna, and we take their concerns seriously," stated Dragonfly in an email. The company claims it has been in discussions with the independent delivery contractors who employ the drivers to better understand their needs and expectations since Tuesday. However, Dragonfly did not specifically clarify that the drivers had actually walked off the job. "We are committed to identifying a satisfactory and sustainable solution that reconciles the operational imperatives of our industry with the well-being of the drivers employed by our delivery partners while continuing to meet our commitment to customer expectations," said Dragonfly. Capital News attended the Dragonfly depot on Thursday and Friday but did not see anyone on site, including workers protesting, and was unable to connect with any drivers before publication. Dragonfly is based in Montreal, Canada, and has operations both in Australia and the U.S.